Democracies can bounce back after a period of authoritarian rule, but not usually for long. That's according to three researchers who argue that once a country loses democracy, durable recoveries are increasingly rare, and most don't hold on for even 5 consecutive years. One of the authors of this analysis is Professor Nick Cheeseman. He's a professor of democracy at the University of Birmingham in the UK. Professor Cheeseman, welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell me more about your research. How did you come to study democracies and how they function?
Well, you know, we've had something like 20, 25 years now, democratic decline around the world, in which more countries are moving towards authoritarianism than are moving towards democracy. So we've analyzed the cases of democratic bounce back that we can find basically since 1994. And as you said in the intro, the news is really bleak. We cannot be complacent about democratic bounce backs because, unfortunately, most of them turn out to be fragile and short-lived. In fact, 90% of democratic U-turns, that's 9 out of 10 times when we see it, they don't actually last.
Where does technology and the sort of modern information ecosystem come into this? And how much does it complicate this challenge?
One of the things we've seen really over the last 20 years is the emergence of social media and disinformation on a kind of global scale. That has contributed to a massive collapse in people's trust in each other and people's trust in political systems. And that has made it really difficult for governments. Now, I think it's important to realize that that's made it actually difficult for authoritarian governments as well as democratic governments. So we see a lot of uprisings against dictators around the world, but it has made it really difficult for governments to satisfy their citizens. And that's a particular challenge for democracy, because democracy, unlike authoritarianism, actually depends on the consent and the support of the public.
So you've said that restoring a democracy once it's lost, at least for any length of time, is really, really difficult. But you're also talking about sort of trying to slow or stop the erosion of democracy before it's gone. What do you think are the most important things either individual Americans or elected leaders can do toward that end?
That might be strategies for including some of those people who feel excluded from the political system. It might be trying to make sure that you reduce polarization by building trust between people from different parties. It might be actually doing some institutional changes to make it harder to change the law so that you can actually undermine the rule of law, undermine human rights, so undermine key democratic principles.